A Song of Ascents of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
What if? Are you a what if kind of person? Huge what ifs being asked at the moment, aren't there? What if we'd gone into lockdown sooner? What if the scientists had used a different model? What if we'd done more pandemic planning in advance? More generally, there's a whole branch of study that loves to speculate on the what ifs of history. So what if Churchill hadn't become British Prime Minister? What if John F. Kennedy wasn't shot? And we ask what ifs more personally too. Quite practical to be a what if person if it makes you anticipate risk in advance. What if it rains? What if the car breaks down? What if the toilets aren't open in the park? But it can also be painful when the what ifs are reflections on the story of our life. What if she hadn't died? I wonder if some of the most haunting what ifs are the ones where we feel it was in our control. We produced the circumstances that then transpired. So what if I hadn't said that stupid thing? What if I'd gone on that date with that person? What if I'd never moved to London in the first place? What ifs can overwhelm us on the inside, even drive us to blame God. But there is a kind of what if that is godly to dwell in and that this psalm wants to lead us in. Verse 1, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Verse 2, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. What if he hadn't been? Ever struggle to believe he is on your side? We've walked through plenty of circumstances in the Psalms of Ascent already that are distressing, that might make pilgrim people question where he is. And we'll each have stories from our own battles of ways we've been tempted to feel the same. We've been considering our walk with God in this series. Isn't it just the truth that we can grow cold and feel distant from him when the journey wearies us? Well, here is a song to warm our hearts and lift our eyes towards our great helper again, whatever is raging around us right now. Picture an alternative life without the Lord keeping you. And let that thought drive you to the place of verse 6, saying, blessed be the Lord. Renewed praise and renewed confidence, verse 8, that he remains on our side, by our side, every step along the road home. I just want to make explicit something about the structure of these psalms that we've alluded to. Remember that pattern that we saw in the first three So distress, and then helped, and then home. While the 15 Psalms of Ascent seem to be clustered in threes, five threes, and some of the commentators think that that pattern continues, so distress, helped, home, taken through each cluster. Now, don't go away and sort of scan them right now, but do look at them later. I'd love to know what you think about that. I think it definitely doesn't work neatly all the way through, but it does seem to be the basic shape of those first three Psalms is repeated in this set of three that we're in now. The middle Psalm in the first three was, "My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." And sure enough, did you notice here in the middle of this Psalm, 124, verse 8, "Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." Now, one of the reasons to notice a structural point like that is because it helps you do a bit of a compare and contrast. We don't just need Psalm 121 to be cut and paste exactly. So as we get to this next help psalm, we're asking, is there a fresh angle on the help idea here? To which the answer is yes. Psalm 121 was a totally positive reflection on what it was like to have the Lord surrounding and keeping. Psalm 124, again, about the Lord guarding us in that way, but this meditation focuses on the negative aspect. What if he hadn't been? We often find it more natural, don't we, to dwell on the things we wish God had done for us. But what if he hadn't been on our side? Well, the short answer is total disaster. Without the Lord, choose which particular disaster movie you want to go with. So we would have been swallowed alive, is how it would have felt in verse 3. You seen the movie Anaconda? A scientist was eaten whole by a bad-tempered snake, his legs still shaking as he went in. I decided not to show you the picture of that one. But if you prefer the flood sweeping over us, goodbye Leonardo in Titanic. Or alternatively, verse 6, we would have been prey for their teeth, like in Jaws, my own personal favourite of the genre. All those horrible calamities and more rolled into one is how it would have been. Now, obviously, to some extent, these are metaphors. You see in the detail of the psalm, what was actually going on was that people rose up against us, in anger against us. This is about King David in the first instance, a song of ascents of David, see? And we don't know which particular incident from his life he has in mind, but take your pick, really, because from Goliath onwards, David's story was one of regularly being raged against, sometimes escaping only by the skin of his teeth, often against the odds, but for the Lord. I know a guy called Alan who was made redundant from his job over in the city early in the month of September in the year 2001. He'd been due to fly to New York the following week with his team for a conference. The rest of the team did fly to New York for the conference, where they all perished in the Twin Towers on September 11th. What if Alan hadn't been made redundant? Well, David's maybe feeling more like he actually was in the Twin Towers and on the final floor where anyone escaped and the last guy to be hauled out of the building. He even names a place the Rock of Escape in 1 Samuel 23. Terrorized, closed in upon, situation definitely out of his control, but the Lord. And the point here is David knows this isn't just one man's extraordinary tale of near misses. Do you see who else he's drawing into this in verse 1? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. See, up against angry enemy attack is the recurring shared story of the whole nation. But the Lord on our side is always the shared story of God's people as well. Which is not always easy for God's people to feel. It was David and Israel in his day who clearly first sang this song. But the 150 Psalms were first put together as a whole collection for a much later crowd. And we know that partly because one of the things the book of Psalms does is it retells the entire story of the Old Testament, including the exile in Babylon. Psalm 137 reflects on what life had been like there. So our Psalm 124 was being read as part of the collection of Psalms, first by people who were post-exile, but pre-Jesus. Would that generation have naturally felt able to join in the chorus as verse 1 demands? Had the Lord been on their side in exile? Or when they were mocked as they returned to rebuild Jerusalem, was the Lord on their side during the long wait for another king in David's line? We've said already that the help of the Lord is not a promise of problem-free travel, but rather of successful arrival. And if that feels like saying God doesn't really make any difference here and now, no, verse 8 reminds us that no force of nature or persecutors who are seemingly doing their angry worst right now, none of that is outside his control. Because, verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. No God-hating government or destructive virus has independent existence other than the permissions given them by their maker. And did you notice there in verse 8, slight tweak from where we had that line before, our hope is specifically in the name of the Lord here. Every time you see the word Lord in caps like that, it literally reads Yahweh. One of my favourite Psalms commentators is Alec Mateer. He wrote a devotional translation of the Psalms, and I'd really recommend it along with those books that Shar suggested. He always translates it Yahweh, and he's passed away now, but Alec was on a mission to make us use that word rather than the more general sounding Lord, because every time you read Yahweh, that takes us back to Moses, where he introduced himself as Yahweh, the covenant God of your fathers. Yahweh who promises deliverance. And from that moment onwards, the theme tune of the people of God was rescue promised, rescue achieved, rescue promised again and again. But what if he hadn't parted the Red Sea or been by their side every moment through the desert? What if Saul had finished David off? See, the post-exile pre-Jesus generation reading this, they can track a whole testament of what ifs to re-energize their confidence and warm their praise during tougher days. Do we feel able to join in David's song in our generation? Is the Lord on our side in a world so broken where his good rule is often mocked, where you feel you've had it up to here, when sometimes Christians are prey for the lion's teeth? Brothers and sisters around the world today are engulfed by serious discrimination, poverty, even death threatened for their connection to Christ. Would you have the guts to encourage them to join in this song? Well, the Lord made heaven and earth, remember. He rules in all the tiny details, and his people have plenty of near misses and lucky escapes, every one of which is an act of his kindness and which we thank him for. But the journey can lead to very choppy waters at times. And the promise when the Lord is on your side is that the journey always ends in deliverance. Think about it. Actually, every detail of the Old Testament is a link in the chain towards our deliverance. So review David's story, Israel's story, and rejoice that the Lord was on our side even back then. What would have been if it had not been for him in all of the circumstances that unfolded? To which we might add, what if no Jesus sent on a rescue mission? What if the Lord had abandoned him to the grave? What if the Romans had swept the Christians away rather than the church being strengthened and that empire becoming the very crossroads to world mission? What if the person who told you the gospel hadn't heard the gospel themselves? Or what if they did hear, but that Satan snatched the seed away before it ever gripped them? Certainly before it ever gripped them to be brave enough or have the desire to tell the good news to you? What if there was no indwelling spirit that's helped you grow and fight sin? The evil one would have totally devoured your faith by now. You know how good he is at laying those tempting snares. What if enemy death simply was to swallow us up full stop at the end of our lives? What if an eternity in hell was my only prospect? What if it had not been the Lord who was on our side? And it is understandable. We get so easily consumed by the pressures, the disappointments, the things we wish he had done. I want to urge you to engage in a regular, godly reflection on what if he hadn't. Think about it. How your life would have been so different. Your future, think about it until it makes you very thankful. This is not about working up a particular emotion. We'll express praise and relief in different ways. But verse 6 is the place we're all supposed to be shooting for in terms of a devotional response. Blessed be the Lord. Is that what we're saying? Or have we forgotten our totally disastrous plight outside of him? Started to take our escape for granted. Function like it was inevitable for me, or cheap to win. You know, some Christians do feel this psalm naturally because they're particularly aware of a past they've been rescued out of, or a seemingly random fleeting moment that led to them hear the gospel that they humbly, forever after, feel, what if things had been different? Do you believe that this psalm basically describes your great escape? And in the rough times, will you let this humbling, godly, what if, renew your confidence that grace has brought you safe thus far, and that grace will lead you home? John Newton wrote that line. He's buried in a grave in a little church just near where my dad lives. John Newton, once an infidel and libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa, was, by the rich mercy of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith that he long laboured to destroy. It's a really good tombstone because it captures the man. When you read the tone of John Newton, even much later in his life, he'd been a believer for years. It was like he never really got over it, that the Lord had saved someone like him. I once was lost, but the Lord. Oh, if it hadn't been for the Lord. Is that the theme tune of your life? Do you dwell on what you've been pardoned out of? Woe betide you if the Lord hadn't been on your side. Total liberation that he was and is on our side, by our side, every step of the road home. Our help is in the name of the Lord.